Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the Petroserv SA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you had Kevin Flynn, actually. Scott has had the week off. So here we are, you and I. Calling it Flynn and Friends this week, and a bunch of friends just been stopping by. And G. Thomas hung out on Monday. Steve Hallstrom this week. James McCarty. James is over at, they've got the big Shields in Fargo, has the big Fish Fest, which is now underway. And I would bet, considering the line that was out there, 7 past the hour here, as we're 7 minutes in, the first 100 folks got a free hat from Pfluger. Those are gone, because I think there was a big line anyway. But we might have to check in with James. We're kind of in the... obviously in North and South Dakota, not a big deal for, there's no such thing as really the fishing opener because, they don't season those things. But in, we have the, open of the walleye season, tomorrow in Minnesota. I'm sorry, a week from tomorrow in Minnesota. So, we're kind of prepping, both sides of the, Red River and, it's time to fish on the soft water. Listener buddy Justin said, hey, can I come and hang out with you guys Friday? I said, yeah. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here.
How's life in the private sector?
No, it's good. We're both out in Lakes Country, and it's beautiful out there.
Hard to ignore what's going on in St. Paul in our world, but that's another topic. We're wide open today. We were going to have a talk radio town hall. Schedules, Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Kramer, schedules did not permit for today. They're working on that. It's, best wishes, by the way. Super producer Chris Larson is dealing with a little rolling stone issue, and I dealt with those this last winter. The kidney stones. Oh my gosh, have you ever had one?
No, but
I don't want one.
I know.
Drink
a friend
your water.
That has had one.
Drink your water.
Not good.
So best wishes, CL, super producer Chris Larson, So he won't be joining us either. He's battling that, man. I'm feeling for you. It's just that you just got to wait it out. Just got to wait it out and have him, you know, take the drugs, hook the IV up.
You know, one thing that actually helps on that I've heard is lemon juice.
Yes, that is. Lemon in your water.
Yep, drink a glass of with lemon juice in your water.
Always with lemon, yeah. Helps break them up. There's two different kinds, too. Maybe more than you wanted to know about kidney stones. So what's on your mind? 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Plenty to chat about today. We could talk about the debt ceiling conversation, the border, where there's no problem. Title 42, not a big deal, no problem. They're doing the hard work. The border thing is really hard to look away. But then this thing in New York again, they're trying, and it's a bit of a distraction. We've kind of pivoted away. Anytime there's anything that they can. You know, they can put a camera on this just, and in New York it would seem it happens daily. A gentleman, homeless gentleman, happened to be a man of color, was on a subway in New York. He was harassing people. He was out of control. He was threatening. He was wanting food and water. He didn't care if he went to jail, he said. He had been arrested 40 plus times. I heard 42, then I heard 45. And, as you heard maybe at the top of the hour there, retired Marine, 24 years old, decided that this wasn't going to continue. And as someone who's done quite a bit of bouncing, you know, spent a few years owning a bar and bounced in them before, and there's a certain point where people, whether they are, for whatever reason, they're impaired, they're on drugs, They're drinking. They're not of their right mind. They have become a danger to themselves and others. And I would trust that a 24-year-old retired Marine, seeing what's happening, this guy who's looks like he's going to attack somebody. It's like he's getting ready. I mean, he's going crazy. And he is out of his mind. He has now become, say with me, a danger to himself and others. And as a Marine, this guy just did what Marines do. He just neutralized the threat. He just, you know, and I'm sure he put him in it. They say, oh, we put him in a chokehold. Well, yeah, that's what you would do. And hopefully, you know, he quits. He doesn't fight that because there's no winning once you're in that and a Marine has you in that.
Well, and all the liberals would tell you, well, I just give him a hug. He's had a tough life. Those are the same ones that are getting pushed on train tracks, those people. You know, if you want to take this down, you have to do what he did. And it wasn't what you're not talking about in the story, too, is that it wasn't just the Marine in the chokehold. That wasn't good enough. Two other passengers had to help restrain this guy. People think these homeless people are cute and cuddly. You know, they're sitting there with their sign on the side of the freeway. I'll give you one anecdote. You brought up California, right? I lived in California myself. But 10 years ago, this is before the homeless was even a big problem out there. This is like the average homeless days in California, right?
Yep. I was there, too. Yep.
You might have heard a story like this in the news. Guy goes to 7-Eleven, right? Just it could be one of us, any one of us listening. And he's got his window down. Guy comes up, says, hey, can I have a few bucks? Didn't have any money for whatever reason. He walks into 7-Eleven. He gets, you know, charges something, right? Uses his credit card. Comes back out. And the homeless person approaches him again once he's in his car, squirts lighter fluid on him, lights him on fire. He died.
Wow. Yeah. I don't understand why, you know, I've seen the video of it, and they're like, oh, it's horrific. But he never once in the video stops fighting. He never once in the video is like, all right, fine. You know, and the other people are hold of it, and boy, he wants to have at all of them. That is a danger to yourself and others. It's tragic that he wouldn't give up to the point where he was rendered unconscious, but he's, and by the way, this is no small man. This is a big guy. And this Marine, you know, is just, and he's constantly fighting. And like, you know, at what point with three people holding you down, you're beyond normal state of mind. You're beyond, you know, and he is kicking. He wants, and there's a reason he was the way he was. Clearly drugged up, whatever, and it's tragic. But I just, it's mind boggling for someone like AOC to come out and say, oh, I gotta arrest that Marine, charge him with murder. No.
Yeah, and I
would argue self defense.
For sure, self-defense. But look what happens. I mean, this is why it's so difficult these days. I mean, you got that same story that we've been talking about for weeks down in Texas, right? Uber Eats driver, you know, gets caught up in that protest, defends himself. If you defend yourself, you're going to be the one that's going to get arrested these days. You're going to be the one that's going to have the problem, you know. And it's just, it's sad.
There's video of it. Well, there's clearly video of the guy fighting right up until the point he couldn't fight anymore. And there's video of him, what he was doing to the people on the subway. So whose word are you going to go with? I mean, who are you going to believe on this one? I'm going to go with the retired Marine who probably, wasn't drunk or on drugs, but was of good mind, and, you know, but AOC wants the Marine. Now they're all waiting for Alvin Bragg. Isn't that rich? So there's that. You can weigh in on that. What is on your mind for the weekend? 701-271-1100. You going to get out and do some on the soft water this weekend? Where are you going? Who's going? Fishing in Dakota? You don't have to give the exact locations. We know that. But Jordan Neely, by the way, is a homeless gentleman that was lost his mind in the subway that ended up getting killed.
Yeah, and it couldn't be
tragic.
Yeah, exactly, and it is tragic, and I don't mean to be too hardcore with but you know, it's sad, and he shouldn't have had to die for that. But you know what? Again,
the Marine didn't fail him. The system failed this guy.
Correct.
The system let this guy out 40 plus times. He had an active warrant against him. So, I mean, that's what you're getting. You're getting this turnstile in places like New York, where they're doing Chicago, where this is going on. And we talked about this yesterday that, you know, when Greg Abbott is busing hundreds of migrants out of, thousands maybe out of Texas, he's, you know, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, wanted to make it all about race. Washington, D.C., black mayor. Houston, black mayor. Blah, blah, down the cities. Denver, black mayor. Nothing to do with the black mayor. It has to do with sanctuary cities. And cities that have, you know, that advertise, hey, come on in. Come on. You don't, you're not, oh, you're here illegally? Come on more. No one's going to extradite you from these states. No one's going to come and get you. We went through the top 10 sanctuary cities yesterday. And yeah, it's the top two are Los Angeles and New York. Actually, New York and LA, DC, Denver. Houston is not. This was one thing about his Eric Adams list. Houston is not a sanctuary city. It's in Texas, but it happens to lead the nation in undocumented individuals that are in the country that live there and work there or whatever, doing whatever in Houston. So, although it's not sanctuary, they hide illegals very well in Houston. So, that's what Abbott was thinking. Just run some up there.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It's a Flag Family 5K Fargo Marathon Friday. Went on reminders all morning about our gathering we're going to have. We'd love to have you. If you family, friends, co-workers want to throw a team together, we're going to get together at probably 6-ish. I think we start at 6:30. On the 19th of May, which is 2 weeks from tonight, we start and end at the Dome, at the Fargo Dome, and that's part of Marathon Week that's going on. That has the Fargo 5K with the pets. They do with the dogs. They've got a bike deal on Monday. It's a lot of fun all week leading up to the marathon on the 20th, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So FargoMarathon.com is where you register your teams. We've got, I think we just went under 1,000, and we have room for three. So we have over 2,000, you know, peeps registered. So we'd love to have you. You can join us. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I'm having my post party at B-Dubs, North Fargo. I don't care if anybody joins me. I'll be there. you're more than welcome to join me after the it's nothing official. It's just I'm going to go have a beverage after a 3 mile walk. That's just my way of saying.
Well, Cab, I thought you were running the whole thing.
I'm barely walking it. So, you know, there's that. But I actually am really excited. I actually have my old orthotics. I'm going into Red Wing Shoes in Fargo to get a new set of orthotics done. I got a nice new pair of walking / cross training shoes, and I've got them, and I got the whole. What are those for? Like, well, I need to start walking. Well, you better use them. Yeah, okay, honey, I will. It's like the treadmill that has clothes hanging all over it. And never, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's more of a garment rack.
Well, I joke about you running, but God love the people that can run it. I can't do that. I'm a cycler myself, but running, no.
Yeah, no running for me. So there you go, FargoMarathon.com. We'd love to have your team in on the deal. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo today. See a celebration of the Mexican army defeating the French invaders at the Battle of Puebla. If you didn't know, 1862, it's kind of like Mexican Independence Day, kind of like the 4th of July in Mexico. 37.2 million are the number of Mexican Americans living in the United States. I believe that number's grown a bit in the last couple of years. Just saying. Central American.
Probably grown this morning, yeah. Kevin.
A couple other trivia deal. The victory celebrated 1862. It was 5 years before the French were actually ousted from Mexico. It took them 5 years to get them out. They beat them in that battle, but they would never leave. It's like squatters in your rental. Come on! Get out! Things started over money. The whole battle started over money, of course. Cinco de Mayo predominantly celebrated primarily in the U.S. and the northern state of Puebla in Mexico. Big cartel action there, I believe, too. They have a big party. Mexican figure most closely associated with Cinco de Mayo is General Ignacio Zaragoza. And the United States didn't intervene because it was consumed by its own internal problems. A little civil war going on here. So there you go. And Benito Juarez was the president of Mexico at the time. So when this comes up in trivia this week, because it's Cinco de Mayo, now you can say, Uncle Kev got you some answers right there. So good to go. It's coming up on 24 past the hour, 701-271-1100. Calling on what's ever on your mind. Listener buddy Justin hanging out this morning, and we are looking at a few things. The thing with this guy in New York, the more, you know, and I can't even play Ocasio or Cortez. I found the audio of it, and I won't even play it because this level is of just stupid. Coming out of her is...
Well, anytime these folks say something, too, I think to myself, what if they were on that subway car and this didn't happen as far as no chokehold and just let this guy run rampant? He would have knifed somebody. He would have hit somebody, knocked somebody out. You know, what's acceptable? That's acceptable?
Yeah. No, 40-plus times he got let on. He had an active warrant. Is that worthy of conversation about the state of mind of this guy? And he doesn't care about punishment. He doesn't care, has no problem with going to jail, clearly.
When they're trying to set this up as a racial thing, good grief. This could have been a white guy, you know, in a chokehold as well. I mean, come on.
Absolutely.
It's nothing to do with the race, folks.
Yeah, it's exactly who it, and it wouldn't have mattered. You know, the protest would have been there if that would have been a retired black Marine. You know, the fact of the matter is that poor homeless man, that poor victim, how about just for a second? These are people that just never took no for an answer, never got punished. Everybody got a trophy. Poor guy. You know, no one deserves to die like that. No one deserves what George Floyd went through. No one's saying anything. No one deserves what this guy went through. What people like that do deserve is, you know, help. When they get arrested, maybe, I don't know, the 15th time, maybe you notice that this guy might need more than just getting arrested every time and let out. Something? You got something there? No. Nothing. So
you mentioned people leaving cities. This is one of the reasons, right? Because, you know, obviously the violence, but also, too, like you said, you defend yourself, you're in trouble. So you're good in either way.
Yeah.
It's just easier to move somewhere else.
Yeah, we've been chatting about that a bit with the states losing population, and it just continues to happen. I love that California, if you take, you know, they want to tax you on the way out, and then Minnesota's talking about now if you take your business and go, even if you keep your business in Minnesota, but if you do business outside of Minnesota, we're going to need to get tax money for that. If you do business around the globe, you know. Anything you do outside of no, you need to pay tax on that too. While they sit on $18 billion in surplus. So, there you go. So 701-271-1100, that's the dial-in line. We'd love to chat. 701-237-1590 is the text line. A couple of texts in, screenshot of Obama and the team, Spygate. Never before has a president left office to collude with others to impede the next sitting president of the United States until Obama. The thing that I really took away from 2016 when Trump won was that they knew. And if you look at all the interviews, you know, Hillary, Pelosi, you can take that to the bank. Donald Trump will not be president. They knew it. Fix was in. It's not happening. Well, Trump flooded the system. I mean, he stormed the gate. And they were not ready for that. So they had to, they were ready for Hillary. They were ready to just business as usual. They were ready to just keep this all going. Obama's third term, fourth term, the team was all ready to go. Well, they had to go into panic mode. All of a sudden they had to deal with that, with the bull in their china shop. Make no mistake, I don't think for a second that in some way, shape, or form that the former president and, oh, I don't know, some of his team are part of the current team. Like, oh, let me look here. Oh, yeah, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. Guess what he did in 2008? Guess what he was doing, Justin? What do you think he was doing?
I'm pretty sure he was working for Obama.
He was the head of the transition team.
Yeah.
He was the head of the transition team. And then he got put in charge of DACA. He made that happen, the Dreamers and all that stuff. So, yeah, that's and look, they're all there. They're all back. So, yeah, great text.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. President Biden meets with his Investing in America cabinet this morning. That'll be taking place at 11:45 Eastern in the Roosevelt Room. The debate of defunding the police and a lack of police presence on a New York subway is front and center this morning, as witnesses say Jordan Neely, a homeless 30-year-old Michael Jackson impersonator, had been yelling he was hungry and ready to die on a train. Without any police presence around, a few citizens tried to restrain the man. Neely died from what the coroner described as a homicide. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I do want to acknowledge how horrific it was to view a video of Jordan Neely being killed for being a passenger on our subway trains. I don't care about labeling it. Just looking at that video, you know it's wrong. No one has the right to take the life of another person.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn and for Scotty. He's back on Monday. So far, so good. I've heard on the road trip back from Phoenix, back from Tempe, actually, to be more specific. So, What's On Your Mind Friday edition. Happy Cinco de Mayo. We are going to be talking a little bit later this morning. There is an initiative from the administration as we kind of, and we got Shields Fish Fest going on. We're getting ready for the fishing open next week from tomorrow in Minnesota for the walleye season in Minnesota. We're getting back on the water. We just, came off a spring turkey season and all, we hunt and we fish around here. It's what we do well. The Biden administration is trying to ban basically hunting and fishing on public lands. And we're going to talk to Mark Jones, the director of Hunter Outreach for Gun Owners of America. Come on. He's a wildlife biologist, spent decades on this, looking at a kind of a unique perspective on this rule, point out the real reasons. And that's what we're always, they always tell you. What are the real reasons they're trying to push this? Think PETA, okay? Think PETA and the groups that hate hunting. So we're going to talk to Mark here in, let's see, it'll be a little over an hour to wrap up the show. So he'll be on with us. Open phone still then, 701-237, that's the text line, 237-1590. You want to dial in 701-271-1100. Listener buddy Justin Davis hanging out with us today. I got a couple of texts in on the New York topic regarding the accidental death of and Marine from the Marine on the New York subway. Do you think they'll go after the other people helping to restrain the guy like they did with George Floyd? With Floyd, they were police officers, and I think they went after the police officers more for not doing anything while Chauvin was doing what he was doing. But and that was tragic and awful and should never happen, and we should move on. But if you go to that part of Minneapolis now, you've heard about George Floyd Square down there, and the whole thing. Police won't even go in there now. So, yeah, that's exciting. Let's see, another one. Another texter said, hey, he'd be alive if he was in jail where he belonged. Yeah, At what point do folks like this need to be a ward of the state or something? I don't know. But they closed all those hospitals, closed all the people that, for facilities that really needed them. So there's that. A criminal should be treated like a criminal, no matter what their skin color is. And just because they might be homeless doesn't mean they aren't a criminal. This guy's clearly a criminal. 42, 45 times he's been arrested, and he has an active warrant, a felony warrant, is what I understand. Yeah, so there's that. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, coming to you from the PetroServe USA studios. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience every day for lunch at all the locations. They have the awesome personal pan pizzas. They have great specials going on different stuff all month long. And they're hiring in all different, aspects of the biz. So find out more on what openings are where at PetroServeUSA.com. PetroServeUSA.com. We were chatting earlier about the border and the thing with Greg Abbott sending these busloads to all over the country. Eric Adams broke down where they were sending them. And play that again. This is the mayor of New York City talking about where mayor or Governor Abbott is sending thousands of illegal immigrants to wherever he can. And here's what mayor. And again, isn't about the mayors of those cities. It isn't about the geography of those cities. It isn't about anything, but the according to Eric, it isn't loading. But he said all about the was all about the color of their skin. Send them to Denver, black mayor, D.C., black mayor, New York, black mayor, Chicago, black mayor, Houston, black mayor. Failed to mention all sanctuary cities, all of them. Failed to mention, except for Houston, which is the number one city in the country for housing illegal immigrants and putting them to work or whatever. But, Abbott says,
this is not a Texas problem. This is a United States problem. And it's the responsibility of New York and Chicago and the entire country to deal with a problem caused by Joe Biden and Joe Biden's open border policies. Every one of these migrants who gets on a bus, they volunteer to go, and they choose the city they go to.
Wait a minute.
They want to go to New York.
What?
They want to go to Chicago and these other cities. And so this is a complete voluntary process.
There's that.
God bless him down there.
Yeah.
He's just driving him nuts. I mean, but saying that this is about color, I mean, good grief, Democrats. Like,
sent... asylum seekers to New York, black mayor.
Thanks for saying.
To Washington, black mayor.
Thanks for saying.
To Houston, black mayor. To Los Angeles, black mayor.
Thanks for saying.
To Denver,
thanks
black
for
mayor.
Saying. Thanks for saying.
He passed over thousands of cities to land here.
Well, here's the deal, Eric. Here's the deal, okay? Those cities are run by Democrats, okay? I think what Mr. Abbott is trying to point out is that if you are running these cities as sanctuary cities, you're part of the party that is currently occupying the White House and, so many in the Senate. You're part of the party. You're compliant. You're with it. You're with it is the problem that pretty much everybody, including Greg Abbott, has. Okay. The reason that you're getting them is that you're not calling out the real problem. You're not addressing the actual, I am so tired of the, we're going to get legislation. Got to change the, that's going to happen, overnight. We're going to stop that right away. As soon as the laws change, they'll all stop coming. They'll all respect that. They'll just go back to their huts or whatever.
Meanwhile, a couple million more come in.
Yeah. Yep. But again, the cities that he's sending them to are welcoming. They are non-extradition cities. You cannot go to Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, L.A., so many others that are sanctuary cities and have been for nearly two decades now, and extradite anyone from them. No ICE, no immigration, customs enforcement, no, none of that. Cannot have an ICE raid anymore. Can't get, where they used to have, they used to bust the illegal businesses. By the way, the businesses that are trafficking these humans and basically putting slave labor to work in this country, they know that. They are doing and running these operations in the cities where the illegal immigrant, the illegal residents are not going to get extradited. They're not going to get deported from. So that's why he's sending them there. And they get to, by the way, like you said, they get to pick where they go. So, But, you know, you got KJP making everything super clear.
The State Department and Department of Homeland Security put out a plan to manage regional migration flows and reduce unlawful migration. And, you know, they are also in regular touch with border communities.
Nothing to stop any of it. They're going to manage the flow. Nothing to stop it.
Well, and
nowhere, anywhere in any of that plan is anywhere to stop it.
One, everybody keeps hearing about the 1,500 troops down there. What I want to know is what's their rules of engagement? That's the thing you don't hear.
There to be bookkeepers.
Yeah, is it going to be like Minneapolis during the George Floyd protests when the National Guard came in and just hang out
here? Yeah, just don't.
God forbid, don't take anybody in.
Yeah. Yeah, easy now. What did she? Let's see let's find that clip about the. That the KJP had about the what they're going to be doing down there.
We have been putting forth policies and programs for the past several months, heading into May 11th, yeah. And understanding, right, that Title 42 is going to lift.
Yeah, okay.
We announced additional joint actions with Mexico, including participation in regional processing centers and continuation of effective border enforcement measures under Title 8. And so we're using all the tools available to us.
It's effective. This is the best one, all right.
These personnel will be performing administrative tasks, yep, like data entry and warehouse support. They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants. This will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duties.
Which we're at about a third of the staff we need for Border Patrol. So let's say, yeah. The CBP is down to bare bones staff. They can't cover nearly the border. They can't. And what happens when the cartel sends a big group across? The CBP has to take resources and people from other parts where they have to stay, and they have to send them to where the big influx is coming through.
It's like whack-a-mole.
Right, exactly, man. And so then when they leave, then they run the other side. They got their night vision. Oh, they're pulling out. They're going down. Okay, go. And in comes the fentanyl, and in comes the kids and whatever they're trafficking. So let's send 1,500 of our soldiers, 1,500 of our bravest, down there to be administrators.
Should just call their
Let's send 1,500 train killers, train security personnel down there to punch, to punch some tickets. One more time. Weapons grade stupid.
These personnel will be performing administrative tasks like data entry and warehouse support.
That's what I want our soldiers doing.
They will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with.
Why don't we just send like some temps down there? They should call like David Dietz, a preference personnel, yeah, and Nancy Kelly, a labor master. Yeah, we need 1,500 bookkeepers. And data entry personnel, can you?
What I'd love to know.
Let's leave the troops to do what the troops need to do.
What I'd love to know too is, are we leaving them unprotected? And by we, I mean the troops.
Yeah.
In other words, do they get their sidearms while they're doing these clerical duties?
Sure,
in case somebody pulls out a weapon.
Way too aggressive.
Oh yeah,
that's way past microaggressive, even just
immigrants or migrants.
Uh-huh.
This will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duties.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. Wow. And then in the same breath, you look over and see the stuff that's going on. The Navy making a terrible decision. The Navy and Bud Light are going to get together and compare bad notes about highlighting basically a naval enlisted gentleman in the Navy who's a drag queen in his off time, Hattie Daniels or whatever. Performs as a drag queen and wanted to, showcase the fact that he's in the Navy. And, hey, look how inclusive we are. Yeah, this is great. Meanwhile, 99.99% of the Navy's going, wait a minute. We don't, no. We're here to break things and kill people. That's what the U.S. military, that's Rush Limbaugh right there. But, no, we need to. I hope that blows over. Anybody care that he does that on the weekends, though? I don't care. Certainly not a recruiting tool, though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what do you think? Weigh in, 701-271-1100. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
Time for a snack? Head to a PetroServe USA location near you. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. Chex Mix and Bugles, 99 cents a bag. Giant sunflower seeds, 5-ounce bag, just $1.39. Old Trapper, 4-ounce bags, $5.99. Plus, Ice Mountain 1 liter is only $7.99, and the Ghost Energy drinks are $1.99. And Nestle water packs, 28-pack for $4.69. PetroServe USA, some great specials all month long. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, buddy. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennon. What's on your mind? Friday edition. Happy Friday, TGIF. Cinco de Mayo. We'll get a marg and some carne asadas going later. Spring into summer. University of Mary's got, I tell you, 60-plus years of doing it. And I'm kind of excited because my buddy John Forknell, his amazing son Jesse, is going to be the starting quarterback for the Marauders this fall. I think they just finished up spring ball. But our friends at Mary have been really working hard. And if you're an adult, you want to reach your potential, be a leadership, whether you're looking for advance your career, start a new one, they're here to help you. And the thing is, we're talking online degree programs, flexible, affordable, online. So you kind of, you know, obviously when you're online, you do it at your pace. So, and if you enroll by June 30th, you'll get a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. So go online. It's online.umary.edu. All right. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu. And a lot of opportunities have opened up for people that can do it online now. It's unbelievable the way they do the courses and everything. So check out more at UMary and go Marauders. 10 in front of the top of the hour. James is out. James McCarty, Big Game James, our main man, is out at Shields in Fargo at their Fish Fest event this year. It's the prequel to Grill Fest, which is coming up. And listener friend Justin and I, James, we'll be out there when we're done here. We're gonna finish up here and head over. Is the Traeger still got smoke rolling off of it over there?
Oh my God! A little bit ago, I believe something. Bacon wrapped? Is that correct? We have Karin with us. Was I seeing that correctly?
Hey, I snuck in here. Yeah. Oh, they've got cornbread. They've got
we're going.
Butts. There's mac and cheese. They fired up that grill. I was here early this morning. They fired up that grill at 5, and the second they plugged the Traeger in, it was like heaven out here. So yeah.
You have people start hovering in. It was somewhere between a mix of getting a free Fluger hat that are now gone and the smell of the Traeger grills, because it's been wafting throughout all of the middle of the city of Fargo at this point this morning.
Not that you're going to be able to miss the tent, because you won't be able to miss the tents, but if you do, for some reason, just follow your nose. So we're over here. We're cranking out here, my guys. Like, this has been a fun morning. Like, it's been busy. It's been steady. Those Fluger hats were gone out of the gate. We still have koozies. Like, come on out. We'll get you a little freebie for just stopping out.
Oh, yeah.
Can still register to win for all those $2,500 in prizes. And just take advantage of the great deals. We've got the most industry knowledge in the tent out here this weekend that we're going to have until we get to ice fishing season. So take advantage of it.
I love a good festival. I don't care. I don't care what kind.
I'm in.
If it starts with FEST, I'm in. In fact, a couple of summers ago, I had Keb Fest out at my house. So.
Oh, I like that. I should have a Karin Fest.
Right, Karin? I mean, think about this. You can put anything in front of the word fest, and you know it's going to be fun.
I'm with you, Kevin.
It better.
There you go.
And make it better.
What is the James? You've been wandering around. You've had some time now because we're almost an hour into it. What's the? Give me the best deal you've seen so far. Anything that grabbed your eye? Because the electronics, the equipment. I mean, it's amazing the amount of stuff you're going to look at out there.
I can't give numbers, but what I can say is the Minnesota, the chip that you put in your hummingbirds.
Oh.
If you're looking for an updated one of those, I'm telling you right now that is a big sale right now. And Sims, those fishing shirts with the SPF in there that are the long sleeves with the sweat wicking for you.
I'll tell you the price.
I went running in.
Those are half price.
Yeah, though.
What?
A lot of great Sims stuff out here. Wow. A lot of great clothing.
Yeah, a lot of great clothing. I mean, yeah, half price. It's unbelievable. I walked in this morning and I went to the car and I said, "Are you sure that this is allowed?" Like, that's kind of borderline. Like, are you even, you know, like, that's just to get people in. It's absolutely tremendous. I was hanging out in one of the Glacier Ice Castles with one of the sales reps for probably 20 minutes. I almost hooked one. If I had to hitch on the work Bronco, I might have actually bought one on accident. So, I mean, it's tremendous what features they have available now.
What time does the...
So comfortable. Like, the campers are great, and those glaciers are awesome, and the Fish Fest promo is get a free generator with any purchase of a glacier this weekend. Or if you just want to buy the generator from Adventure RV, they're selling those, too.
What time do the bands start, for crying out loud? I mean, you know.
Well, we couldn't get Journey out here this year.
Yeah, doggone it.
We couldn't get Journey to play this year's show.
Right. Well,
I mean,
thanks.
If they give me a microphone, you might get a little
karaoke.
We'll see.
I was going to say, Kevin's willing to sing a song out there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, great job. And we go 9 till 7 today and then 9 to 5 tomorrow at Shields and Fargo, right in the parking lot. You can't miss it. And you'll see the smoke wafting out of
it. Can't miss it.
Justin and I are going to slide over for some mac and cheese after 11.
Absolutely.
Yep. Do it.
And get signed up for $2,500 or so of gear. I mean, you just gotta put your name and an email on there, and boom.
Yeah.
There's a chance you get a phone call or an email.
I just love
that
we're talking about
QR code. If you're coming out to If you're coming out to register, you're looking for a QR code. You're not looking for a paper registration.
Oh, man, they simplified it for me. I'm too old-fashioned for them.
Way easier.
Man.
Yep. You don't have to take all that time to write your hand.
I
don't have to read your handwriting either.
Oh, exactly. That's chicken scratch. That probably saves us all a
doctor.
Time.
Shouldn't you be a doctor by now?
Yeah.
All right. All right, guys. We'll check in again a little later on, I believe. If not, we'll go till 7 tonight. But stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you soon.
Right on,
sounds
man.
Great. Thank you.
All right, guys. That's Karn and big game James McCarty. No fun being had. Yeah, he's working, by the way. That's that's his job today. Hang out there and
we have to be inside.
Fishing. Yeah, right. Well, that only a little over an hour. I'm busting over for that some of that mac and cheese. I have a trigger and I'm one of those flat top deals, and I want one so bad. I'm being told though it's not in the budget. So, yeah, the boss controls the purse strings. You know that. What am I going to do? Got to wait for Grill Fest. Maybe I'll talk her into one then. All right, well, keep it going. Open Phone Friday is on, 701-271-1100. We'll get a news break in here at the top of the hour, and we'll continue on What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn in for Scott Hennon. He's back on Monday. Hope you're having a great Friday so far. We'll be right back.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.